This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 100 black-clad anarchists stormed into a peaceful crowd of thousands in Berkeley, California at a no-hate rally in order to disperse throughout the crowd and target right-wing protesters. President of Guatemala's expulsion of the head of the UN's anti-corruption team was overturned by the High Court for investigation. 100 police officers have already been killed in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, this year. There are only 3 members of Congress out of 540 representatives and senators that have a background in science. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death globally and domestically. 634,000 people were killed in the U.S. and 15 million worldwide. A breakthrough anti-inflammatory drug may lower the risk of heart disease and cancer, according to medical experts. Sierra Leone has prohibited group jogging, but local rights activists have condemned the ban as an attempt to limit group assemblies and stifle free expression ahead of coming elections. Group exercise has long been popular in that country. Trump administration is considering major reductions in cultural exchange programs, including those for au pairs and summer workers that allow young people from foreign countries to work in the U.S. The United Nations Migration Agency hammered Facebook for allowing what it said was a horrifying video showing gangs in Libya threatening to harm terrified migrants, many from Somalia and Ethiopia. City of St. Louis reduced the living wage there by $2.30 from $10 per hour to $7.70 based on a state law mandating a lower wage. The largest mortgage lenders in the country are now Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, Quicken Loans, PennyMac Financial, Bank of America, and U.S. Bank. India is planning to auction rights to 800 new stations, radio stations, in coming years. World Health Organization reckons that 400 million people have no access to primary health care. Between 2004 and 2008, Louisiana's land mass shrank by more than 300 square miles. In Texas, a former punk rock musician, software entrepreneur, and Democratic congressman from the border city of El Paso is running against incumbent Ted Cruz to end Washington gridlock. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.